the best selection of beer anywhere at Wyatt, you know, at Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Again, imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks, lots and lots of snacks, and six great flavors of slushies. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And you know what's really cool? They now have ready-to-drink cocktails. Allowed to do it now, which is great. Crown Royal, High Noon, Jack Daniels, and, of course, the ever-reliable Pickle Bar, led by the Barrels and the Dills, indeed second to none. Stock up for the Orange Bowl right now. Go to Brewer's Outlet. Orange Bowl, NFL playoffs. Right, you want to just stock up. Polar Vortex, who cares? I'm indoors enjoying snacks and beverages from Brewer's Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We are going to have the king on, I do believe. And by getting the king on, we can then chat about a few things, as always. Looking forward to that. And Tony Simeon from Notre Dame is going to be joining us. Also on the show, this getting ready for the game. And the king, ladies and gentlemen, has arrived.
What up? How's it going?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for caring. So.
Well, I'm the only brother you got.
Yeah. So I've got all the records here. So what do you think about playing Notre Dame? That's going to be a tough one.
Well, you get to this stage, and guess what? You expect you're going to be playing a tough opponent. You know what's interesting about Notre Dame? They're playing a tough opponent. Interesting. I think defensively they are outstanding. I think their special teams, now that the place kicker's kicking well, really good. Block kicks. Jeter's starting to kick the ball well. Punter's okay. You know, Harrison in the return game is terrific. Offensively, they're good, but they're not great. And Penn State...
Yeah, I'm not impressed by the quarterback that much.
I mean, he can run.
I mean, the running backs are real good. So.
Yeah, but Love got hurt late in the game yesterday, so I don't know with him.
How's number 11 for you guys?
I haven't been around him since we came back, so I can't really say. But I will be around him at some point. You know,
yeah. How hurt was he?
Well, he didn't come back in the game. I mean, but that doesn't mean he can't play next week. I don't know. I'm just going to have to.
Well, they never said what was wrong with him, did they? They just
no.
Said he wasn't playing.
No. No. I mean, he was hurt. I mean, believe me.
Oh, I know it was hurt. But so. They never said what was wrong. So.
Yeah. We'll find out. You know,
I think he'd have to be dead not to play.
You know what? It's interesting about him. It's amazing when you watch players mature. And something that Jack Ham and I have been so impressed with is that he's the guy that stays after practices now and pulls one of the coaches aside, whether it's Deion Barnes, the primary defensive line coach, or Torrence Brown. And he's doing all the little things, working on his own, takeoff, hand fighting. You know, I mean, positioning. And he's doing all that after practice on his own. It's really fun to watch great players mature and great players who care enough about their craft that they're trying to be better and they're not just trying to get by in their own natural talent. Abdul Carter's been doing that. That's been cool.
Good for him. Yeah. I mean, I think that they talk to guys, you know, like Micah Parsons and, you know, guys like that, to tell them, look, you got to do the extra stuff. You want to play on this level. They're all good. You
no,
know?
Question. So, no question. No question. No, and you do. You have to do all the little things to make yourself better. That's why I always admired about Saquon Barkley. Barkley was always an after practice working on his craft, but Saquon's also a perfectionist, too. If he may. I said to him in May, when I was talking to him in May, I said, man. I said, you must wake up every day with a smile on your face knowing that those are the five guys in front of you now. He goes, oh, yeah. He's made it pay off. He's not going to play this week. He'll have to get ready for the playoffs. Sure.
league fantasy football.
Okay.
I made it to the semifinals.
Yeah.
And you guys would know Jalen Hurts was my quarterback.
No, of course.
I'm like, oh, I lost him.
No, of course.
I went 12-4 for the year. I lost my last two games because I didn't have a quarterback. Then I would have won. I would have won the championship.
Brutal.
He averaged 24 fantasy points a week.
Brutal.
I would have won. I lost by 1 point in one game and 8 points in another.
Oh.
1 point.
1 point. When he got hurt, I was sitting there and I was thinking, football. Somebody just told me Jalen Hurts was their fantasy quarterback. It must have been you.
Oh, my God. I'm watching the game. And he's got 4 points in the first quarter. They have 4 points in the second quarter. I'm like, what's going on? And I see Jalen Hurts removed from the game with concussion. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I don't have a quarterback. And you can't, like, take someone off your bench and put them in. That's it. So.
Well, do you play fantasy football, Todd?
Yeah, I'm in a keeper league for, like, the last... Okay. 20 years almost now.
So, where are you in the standings?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. Now, I believe the
it's
suit...
It's all luck, Steve. It's not skill. It's luck.
Well, that explains the suit's record. Because I guess the suit's been doing great in fantasy football. Like, not good.
It depends on who your players are and if they excel. Like, I had Addison from Minnesota at the start of the year.
Yeah.
He was averaging maybe 3 or 4 points a game.
Yeah.
So I dropped him. Now he's averaging like 30 points a game. You know, you have no idea. Injuries, the bye weeks are crazy because if your team has a bye week, you lose those players. You know, you got to have a strong bench. But in my league, you couldn't I'm sure it's the same in every league. I couldn't get any more players.
Okay.
Because I was in first place, the free agency, I would sit up at night till 3 in the morning when the teams got unlocked and you could go for a free agent. And I knew I'd be the first one to pick a guy, and I wouldn't get him because I was number 10. We had 10 teams.
Okay.
I was number 10. Anybody below me would get him before me.
So what was
I couldn't build my roster.
What was your exact quote again? It's not really about skill, it's all about luck. Is that what you said?
It is.
You said that? Well,
10% skill, 90% luck.
Perfect. I'm about to get...
To me, it's fun during the week trying to build your team.
Yeah.
The day of the games, forget about it. It's so nerve-wracking. I'm not playing again. So.
Well, so 10% skill, 90% luck. I would like to present to the jury Exhibit A. The suit won the league with a 13-3 record.
Wow.
Okay? Once again, 10% skill, 90% luck. Thank you very much. I rest my case. All right, just go into the jury room and vote.
I can't believe there's not posters all over this place.
Oh, jeez. Well, when you're sitting at home all the time, like you did, that's all you had to do.
That tells me he didn't lose his quarterback.
Yeah, maybe he didn't lose his quarterback. I don't know who his quarterback was. Wonder if it's Burrow.
If you have Burrow, he's putting up 30 a week.
Yeah,
Lamar Jackson.
Hey, Suit, who is your quarterback? He texts me. Who's your quarterback? We want to know. Oh, you may have Josh Allen. Let's see. He's texting me right now. Josh Allen. Thank you very much. Okay.
No, there you go.
Josh Allen had a night,
okay, where he, I'm sure you guys saw the play. He went back to pass. He throws it to Cooper. They're down on the goal line. Cooper catches the pass. Then he's getting tackled. He laterals it back to Josh Allen, and Josh Allen runs in for a touchdown. So he gets credit for the completed pass to Cooper.
Yes.
That he received the lateral from Cooper, a credit for running for a touchdown, and credit for throwing a touchdown pass. I think he scored like 20 points on one play.
Well,
I lost that game. That was one of my losses.
I just tipped my hat.
That was really cool.
Oh, no, I saw that play. And if you saw yesterday in the first quarter, Riley Leonard threw one that was batted back to him. He caught it.
And then he threw it again. Like, Riley, no, you, that part you can't do. You can't do. No. So you can't throw it again.
That was just a cool play. I was like, wow.
Oh, no, it was great. And statistically, that's how you have to score.
Josh Allen, if you have Josh Allen as a quarterback, you're going to win.
Well, that was the Suits' first pick.
Yeah, well, you got a guy who completes a lot of long passes, a lot of passes, and he runs for a lot of yards. So you're doubling up your money. That's what Jalen Hurts for me would do, the butt touchdowns. You know.
Also, his kicker
touchdown.
Also, his
Hurts
kicker
didn't put up the points that Josh Allen did, but he did good.
Also, his kicker is the entire Pittsburgh Steelers offense, Chris Boswell.
We didn't have kickers in our league.
His league is tailored to what he wants.
Yeah. Philadelphia was my defense. They were good. I had Philadelphia and Pittsburgh for defenses, so I could switch them out based on matchups. And I ended up just sticking with Philly.
Nice.
Philly put up 20 points for me last week. What do you think of the seeding? And I know they did the best they could.
The only thing
I found it unusual that Oregon and Ohio State were playing each other so soon, and the same with Notre Dame and Georgia.
Here's the reason why. It's because they don't do it one through 12.
The league champions
get the first four spots. So in this case, Boise State was a three, Arizona State was a four, Georgia was the two, and the one was Oregon. So if they did it 1 through 12, Georgia would have been in that top four. So would have Oregon. They would have been one no matter what. And then I think, I'm trying to remember, three was, I think, Texas, four was Penn State, and five was Notre Dame. So Penn State would and Notre Dame would have faced each other in this past round.
Right.
All right.
So there's really no easy way to do it.
Well, I think you have to take cues from basketball. The NCAA basketball tournament, for example, if you win the Big Ten basketball tournament, you are not a lock to be a number one seed. They're four number one seeds. You know, you could be on the second seed line. You could be a two seed and the sixth seed overall. Right? Okay? Because they just do 1 through 68. This one here, my understanding is they're not going to change the format next year, but they should go 1 through 12. And if Arizona State is four as the Big 12 champ, great. If Arizona State is the Big 12 champ, but they're considered ninth, great. But I think the conference championship should be the automatic bid. And then where you fall 1 through 12 is where you fall.
Right. Because, Bill O'Brien was talking about it this morning. He's very good.
Yep.
And he mentioned Penn State. And he said Penn State got a great draw. They played good teams, but Penn State's a great team. You know, and he questioned how they seeded, how the seedings went, and he thinks there should be 16 teams.
Yes,
and right. They should seed it basically the way you just said it. That like Boise State's a really really good team.
Yeah,
but they're not a great team.
Right.
You know, and SMU was a really, really good team, but not a great team. And Penn State got a nice draw, and good for them. Take it, you know.
Right, right.
I mean, if you're Oregon, you're like, darn. So how do we draw Ohio State in the semifinals or the quarterfinals?
Well, they could have drawn Tennessee, too, if they'd beaten Ohio State. So it was going to be a tough game anyway. Notre Dame got Indiana in the first round at home. And I think that was a great draw for Notre Dame. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Did Indiana belong? A lot of people said Indiana did not belong.
But then, luck of the draw, they faced Georgia, and because there is an attrition rate, when you're playing this many games. I mean, when you're playing this many games, you're going to have an attrition rate. So Notre Dame got to face Georgia without Carson Beck.
Yeah, attrition rate, for sure. And the quarterback, but I don't know. That defense, it's ran. I like what the announcer said yesterday. I forget which one. He's never seen that Georgia offensive line get run over like that.
But you know what? Georgia this year, it was an unusual year, Kev. And here's the reason why. There's 16 teams in the SEC. You know who was 15th in rushing this year in the SEC? Georgia. I mean, they've struggled with this all season long offensively. Their defense has been flat out great. I mean, they only gave up one touchdown yesterday defensively.
Oh, yeah, there was a kickoff return. Notre Dame's offense, I think Penn State will handle them.
Yeah.
No problem. My only concern is the aggressive defensive play of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Then turnovers. Yeah. You know, I think Drew Allard is far above the quarterback for Notre Dame.
And again, Penn State's ability to run the ball, they have run for over 200 yards in each of their last four games. And that, you know, again, there are two things. Regardless of weather, regardless of location, if you have a running game and defense, you're in every game.
Yeah, plus he can stretch the field now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So it helps out.
And I told one of your kids, I think 44 is the best player in the country, period. If I'm an NFL team, if I don't need a quarterback and there's not one out there, I'm drafting 44 first. He's going to start for me, and he's going to win for me. That kid is so good. So, I don't know. He's the best tight end in football. So,
Yeah, he's something else. I mean, I know Fannin from Bowling Green is good, and obviously I saw him in person. But Warren does everything. I think there was a highlight. You know, CBS uses the highlights at the end of the game. Warren scored a touchdown against Purdue. And at the end of the highlight, I said, he does it all. And but that's who he is. He does everything. If you need him to throw.
The only one I've seen this year who plays like him is that kid for Arizona State.
Scadaboo's really good.
I would draft him, too.
Yeah, he is.
He threw a touchdown. He ran for a touchdown. He did everything you could do.
You know what's interesting about him is that he's not going to wow them at the combine in the 40.
No.
But watch when the second he plants his go foot, like okay, I'm going to go forward. The second he plants his go foot, he's to full speed in a step and a half. Wow.
And he's like a bowling ball.
Yep.
I mean, he's not very tall. What's he, like 5'8", maybe?
Yeah, he's not big, no.
No, but man, he's powerful.
Yeah.
But tremendous athlete. My gosh.
Right.
I forgot who the coach was. He said, we draft the best athlete. We don't necessarily draft by position. We draft the best athlete.
Oh, yeah. Especially the teams that right now are playoff positioned. Position teams will draft the best athlete. The teams that draft in the first 10, you know, if they hold, if they decide to keep their draft pick, they're drafting a need. I mean, okay, we're in deep trouble here. We need somebody. And, you know, that's
who's the best college quarterback coming out?
Well, it's a lean year on quarterbacks.
Yeah, it is.
My guess is it might be Shedeur Sanders of Colorado.
Yeah, it's possible.
And I'll say this about Shedeur Sanders in the Alamo Bowl. You know, Cam Ward played the first half of his bowl game, sat out the second half. Sanders played every play of the Alamo Bowl, in which they were getting crushed by BYU. And he got hit. He kept getting up. Now, there's something about that part of me admired. So. All right. There you go.
Well, your basketball team's really good.
Yeah, 12-2.
Which
record? Yeah, 12-2.
That's really good. Why aren't they ranked? I don't get it.
No, I worry.
Doesn't matter.
I don't worry about those things. There's a tournament.
Yeah, well, it's a question, though. Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it political? I don't know. You know?
I don't know. Maybe it's because their name is Penn State. I don't know. You never know. You never know.
I won't talk to you until after the game next week, so good luck.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, and
have fun. You going to Miami now?
Yep. Philadelphia first, then Miami.
Where's the championship?
Atlanta.
Well, so you can just stay there.
Oh, yeah. There's a little bit of an 11-day separation. I don't think I'm going to stay 11 days. So, all right. Have a good weekend.
All right, guys.
All right.
The records.
Oh.
You got time?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Oh, did I write it down? I think I wrote it down. Anyway, Steve's up by 2 points. So,
goody for me.
Todd are... Oh, I just got to turn the page.
We could have skipped it then.
Huh? Okay. 18 and 19. I'm 18 and 19. Todd's 18 and 19, and Steve is 20 and 17.
Good for me. I'm over 500. Yay!
Yeah, but we didn't count the last three games, so we're all going to have to be honest about it, who we would have picked.
Okay.
Who are you taking?
Well, the four games.
Penn State. We're all taking Penn State.
Yeah,
so.
the quarterfinal games, I would have picked all the teams that were not conference champions.
I picked all the teams that won.
Yeah, so did I. No, I'm not kidding.
Anyone pick Arizona State?
And Todd knows what I said going in.
I would have won that. The big one would be Oregon and Ohio.
I picked Ohio State.
I'd have taken Ohio State also.
Yeah, so.
Todd, okay, good answer. And then the final one was Notre Dame and Georgia.
I would have taken Notre Dame. I would have picked Notre Dame, too, and I even said that when I went into the football office yesterday when they asked.
Okay, right. So nothing's
cool.
Changed.
Cool.
We're good.
All right, have a good one.
Bye, you guys.
All right, wraps it up for today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, and Sunbury, the Denver Supermarket, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.